Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hello, all my Elvis history and fact-loving friends. Tonight is trivia. Trivia hour, part four. The winner was Brandon last week, and it's between Greg and Brandon tonight for the highest scores, but there's room for Lynn and Rita to make it in if they come. I see Ann is here, and I don't see Sue, but thank you all for joining me who all are going to play. Let's see here. I'm going to write y'all's names down so I can get it right. My pen. Here we go. So Greg is playing. And Brandon is playing. Anne is playing. I don't see anybody else. Oh, Shucky. Is Victoria playing? Okay. Victoria. Let's see. You had points last week too, didn't you? Yes, you had two. Okay. All right. That's all we've got tonight? Just four people? I feel kind of alone. Just a little bit. Four people. Okay. I see how it is. Well, let's start the night off with a song because, you know, that will get things rolling. Let me play one of my favorites for you. Oop, this isn't right. Hold on a minute. I can't find any of my songs right now, so give me a second. I guess I'll just play what I can play. Here is Tell Me Why.
Every time I look at someone new, tell me why I say goodbye.
Is we're only going to do two trivia games a month, and the winner of that month, like of overall, gets to take over one of my shows, and eventually we'll give away prizes and other things, but right now it's just whoever wins takes over one of my shows. But tonight, we're going to get the winner for the month of May. And right now, it's between Greg and Brandon. So it's going to be a fun night. Now, I do see that Sue had phoned in, so she's listening. Hopefully, she'll be in chat if she wants to play as well. We'll wait on Sue to say here, and then, you know, we'll begin the quiz. I don't want to begin if she's not here and wants to be a part of it. But tonight is the night where we are going to have an overall winner for the month of May. Next week, we're not going to have trivia because I'm going to have a Truth About Elvis show on Friday. But the week after that, we won't have a show, so I can start doing trivia again. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm trying to go back and forth so I can do some of the trivia on Friday night, because we're going to need Wednesday night to read these books, or we're never going to get through with book club. Book club takes a lot of time and a lot of reading, and one night per week just isn't going to handle it. And there's no way that I can swing doing a Tuesday night show as well, because I'm already on long enough, guys. I'm on 3 times a week. I'm on enough right now. It's not summer break yet, so I'm still having to tend to business here at home. So it's not like I have infinite time to, you know, be here to give y'all shows, because I don't. I only have 3 days a week, and I wish I had more, but I don't. Yes, Victoria, you're still putting answers in your message box directly to me. Answers in the trivia chat will not count. Only answers sent to me. Here are the rules again, in case you all need to know. I'm going to ask a question. If you all know the answer, then push the peace sign emoji. I guess somebody changed that today, to tell me that you know the answer, and then go into your personal Facebook Messenger and send me a personal message. And Sue, I'm putting you in right now, darling. Don't worry about it. Just let me get my pen to work. I seem to not have one that's working right now. That's not good. Hold on. All right, Sue, I got you in. You're in. Okay, so let me start tonight by giving you the first question, and I'm going to do a song one for the first one, anyway, and I picked a new bell, too. I did. All right, y'all, get ready. Here's the first question. What movie was this song in? What movie was this song in?
This is a wonderful day. It's as bright as a day's ever been. There is a big yellow sun looking down on a wonderful scene. Up in the blue sky, birds fly and sing our cares away. And out of each throat, each note greets a wonderful day. There is the sound of a symphony carried along on the breeze. Even the flowers are swaying in time with the leaves on the trees. Heaven is found right here on the earth. It surrounds us in the wonderful things all around. In this wonderful, 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 wonderful world. This is a wonderful day. It's as bright as a...
All right, that was the bell to stop. And let's see what these answers are here. Sue thinks it's I'm trying to. Sue thinks it's Kid Galahad, if that's what you're trying to write. Victoria says, live a little, love a little. Brandon says, live a little, love a little. Greg says, live a little, love a little. And Anne says, live a little, love a little. The answer is live a little, love a little. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like a fire alarm, but it'll wake you up, won't it? Okay. Next question. What is the proper address of Graceland? Is the proper address of Graceland? And I'm waiting for your responses. What is the address of Graceland? Okay, I see one response. Get your answers in now, folks. What's the address of Elvis's previous home of Graceland? Okay. You got 10 seconds to reply, y'all. All right. We're done on that one. Let's see. Greg says it's 3756. Graceland Boulevard. Ann says it's 3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard. Sue says it's 3734 Elvis Presley Boulevard. The answer is 3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard. So Ann got that one right. Good job, Ann. Let's move on to our next question. What movie was this song in? What movie was this Elvis song in?
When you're through swimming, I'll dry your back. Come and relax, girl, in my little beach shack. What you say now?
Dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-yeah-yeah.
There'll be nothing you lack. It's a pleasure to welcome you to my little beach shack.
All together.
In my beach shack, maybe we'll be alone. In my beach shack, I'll make you feel at home. Take off that wet cap, let down your hair. Come to my beach shack, you'll be comfortable there.
You believe it now.
Be my guest, have a snack. See how nice I treat company in my little beach shack.
Do you hear it now?
My beach shack, baby, we'll be alone. In my beach shack, I'll make you feel at home. Come see my etchings, I wish you would.
All right. Sue thinks it's Tickle Me. Anne thinks it's Clam Bake. Greg thinks it's Clam Bake. Brandon thinks it's Spin Out. The correct answer? Spin Out. Hey, 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 hey. Spin Out. It's Spin Out, guys. That's the correct answer. I can't take that one, Victoria. You just put it down as I said it, so I don't know if you got on your own or got it because I said it. I can't put it down, sweetheart. I'm sorry. You're a little too late. You have to get it in there before the sound of the bell, and the bell already rung, Miss Victoria. Sorry about that. Got to go by the rules, or there'd be chaos. We don't want chaos on this game show. Okay. Here is another question. special guy, so you guys might like that. How much did Elvis pay exactly for Graceland? What was the amount of money exactly that Elvis paid for Graceland? How much did he pay? Like, how much money, honey, did he have to put down? Oh, Brandon, just guess it. You said another numbers one. There's all kinds of things thrown into this trivia. It's not going to be just songs, honey. It's all kinds of other stuff. Just guess if you have to. You never know. Your guess could be the right answer. Victoria, the question is, how much exactly did Elvis pay for Graceland? And thank you for asking to repeat the question. How much did Elvis pay for Graceland? Exactly. Okay. That's the bell. Let's see here. Sue thinks it's 102. Sue thinks it's 102,500. Brandon said 3,000. Boy, that's on the cheap level there, Brandon. Ann says 102,500. Greg says 102,500. And the answer is 102,500. Yep, to the T. All right. This one's a little tricky one because our special guy wanted to throw it in here, but here it is. What did James Peterson do on Elvis in March 1958? What did James Peterson do on Elvis in March 1958? Now, you need to realize that in March of 58 is when he was put into the Army. So what did James Peterson do on Elvis in March 1958? Peterson did something to Elvis when he went into the Army in March of 58. What was it? Okay, you guys got about 13 seconds to answer. Okay, that's the finishing bell. Greg says it was cut Elvis's hair. Ann says it was to cut Elvis's hair. And that's all that answered? That's correct. James Peterson carried out a haircut on Elvis in March 1958. Now here's a bonus question. Where was Elvis's first haircut when he got put in the Army? What was the place called? At what place did Elvis get his hair buzzed off for the Army? What place was it called? What place did Elvis get his famous buzz cut for the Army? What was it called? Okay, I'm seeing you guys saying you know the answer. Now, type your answer, guys. Type your answer. Come on, guys. Come on, Brandon. I saw you put the thumbs up. Type your answer, man. Okay. Anne said it was Fort Chaffee. Brandon said Fort Hood. Greg said Fort Hood. And Sue said Fredericksburg. And Victoria said Chaffee. The answer? Fort Chaffee. Fort Chaffee is where Elvis got his first haircut. Fort Chaffee, Arkansas. All right. Good job, guys, getting the answers. Okay. Are you guys ready for the next one? Here we go. What was Elvis's first album called after returning from the Army? What was Elvis's first album called after returning home from the Army? What was Elvis's first album called after returning home from the Army? Okay, I'm seeing you guys know the answer. Now, come on, type me the answer. Okay, you got 10 seconds. What album? What was Elvis's first album called after returning home from the Army? Okay. Sue thinks it's Elvis Presley. Greg thinks it's Elvis Is Back. Brandon thinks it's Elvis Is Back. Anne thinks it's Elvis Is Back. And that's all I got. Okay. The correct answer? Elvis Is Back. That was the first album after Elvis returning from the Army. It was called Elvis Is Back. Okay. Another song one. Here you go. What movie was this song in? What movie was this song in?
They call your daddy Big Boots. Big Boots is his name. It takes a big man to wear big boots. That's your daddy's claim to fame. They know your daddy Big Boots. Wherever soldiers are, 'cause he can handle an armored tank just like a kiddie car. So sleep, little soldier, don't you cry. Do-do-do-do. General Sandman soon coming by.
Okay, I kind of enjoy the fast version of this song though. They call your daddy Big Boots. A Big Boots is his name. It takes a big man to make big boots. That's your daddy's claim to fame. I sing that to my kid all the time, but I like the fast song. Let's see what your answers are. Brandon says G.I. Blues. Anne says G.I. Blues. Sue says G.I. Blues. Greg says G.I. Greg says G.I. Blues. I already got you though, Greg. Greg says G.I. Blues. And then my tablet goes out. Hold on a minute. Sue said GI Blues. Greg said GI Blues. Victoria says GI Blues. Okay. The answer is GI Blues. Now, for a trick bonus question about GI Blues, pay close attention. How many babies did it take to make the scene when Elvis was singing to the baby, Daddy Big Boots? How many babies did it take to make the scene of Daddy Big Boots? How many babies? How many babies? How many babies did it take for him to sing that song in the scene? Okay. The bell has rung. Here we go. Here are the answers. Brandon said 3. Ann thinks it's 1. Greg says 6. Victoria says 6. Sue says 2. The correct answer, it took 6 babies. 6 babies that looked alike to make that scene. It just goes to show working with babies is not what it's all cracked up to be, folks. It took 6 of them to make that scene. So if you didn't know that, now you know. All right. Next question. What was the name of the dog that Elvis, when she visited him in 1962? What was the name of the dog that Elvis bought Priscilla when she visited him in 1962? Think about it. What was the name of this dog that Elvis bought her when she first visited in 1962? Okay, you guys, none of y'all know? None? None of y'all know the name of the dog? What? Greg tried. He thought it was called Sweet Pea. No, unfortunately, the answer I'm looking for is Honey. The dog's name was Honey. All right, next question. And if you know Elvis music, you're going to get the answer correct. Listen very carefully. What was Elvis's first ever recording made at Sam Phillips Studio, Sun Records? What was Elvis's first ever recording made at Sun Records? The name of Elvis's first recording that he made at Sun Records. What is the name of Elvis's first recording that he made at Sun Records? Oh, come on, Brandon. You know what it is. Come on, man. I'm rooting for you, man. What's the name of Elvis's first recording at Sun Records? Come on. You're our music buff. You should know this. Oh, I guess he doesn't. Okay, the bell is going to ring. I guess Brandon doesn't know. Anne says it's My Happiness. Victoria says My Happiness. Sue thinks it's That's All Right, Mama. And Greg, My Happiness. The correct answer, My Happiness. My Happiness is the name of Elvis's first recording at Sun Records. Now, can you guys tell me what the B-side of that album was at Sun Records? What was the B-side of Elvis's first record on My Happiness? What's the B-side song? What's the B-side song? Side A was My Happiness. What was side B of Elvis's first record? Side A was My Happiness. What was side B of Elvis's first record? I'm waiting. Okay, the bell's about to ring, folks. And Brandon don't know that one either. He's not writing it. Okay, you made it just in time, brother. Brandon said it's That's When Your Heartache Begins. Anne says In My Life. Victoria says That's When Your Heartache Begins. Says That's When Your Heartache Begins. Sue says it's That's All Right, Mama. The correct answer, That's When Your Heartache Begins. That was side B. Yep. So congratulations to those that got that right. All right. Listen to this. On the set of a movie, Elvis met Elizabeth Montgomery, who was in Bewitched. What movie set was it that Elvis met Elizabeth Montgomery from the show Bewitched? On what movie set did Elvis meet Elizabeth Montgomery? What movie set did Elvis meet Elizabeth Montgomery at? You guys can guess if you want to. That sometimes works. What movie set, which means what movie? I'm not asking for what production company, Miss Sue. I mean, what movie was it? Okay. Greg says it was Kid Galahad. Brandon thinks it's Kid Creole. Sue said Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, but that's not what I was asking for, sweetheart. Victoria said Kid Galahad. The answer is Kid Galahad. That was the movie set where Elvis met Elizabeth Montgomery. Okay. Here we go. Where did Elvis get his Christian name from? Who was Elvis named after? How about that? Who was Elvis named after? Who was Elvis named after? Who is Elvis named after? Who was Elvis named after, folks? Okay, the bell's about to ring. Brandon said one of the apostles, but he can't remember the name. Anne's first answer was his father. Victoria said his dad. Greg says Vernon. Sue thinks it's the grandfather. The answer is Elvis was named after Vernon. Vernon's whole name was Vernon Elvis Presley. Elvis was named after Vernon. That's the answer to that one. Okay. In what year did Elvis receive the USJC award for one for the most 10 most outstanding gentlemen? What year did Elvis win the JC award? What year was it? What year was it, guys, that Elvis won the JC award? The bell is tolled. I'm going to tell y'all something. If you try to Google it and you go on Graceland.com, the year is wrong. See, they don't care about Elvis history. They don't even hire people that know about Elvis history because they got the wrong date on Graceland.com. I'll tell you why. Brandon said 1971. Sue said 1970. Greg says 1970. Anne says 1970. The correct answer, 1971. It was 1971 when Elvis got the USJC award. And there's a lot of sites that get their information off Graceland.com, but Graceland.com is wrong. So I hope y'all didn't do that. But the correct answer is 1971. Good job, Brandon, for catching that. Good job, brother. Okay. Next question is a song question. What movie was this song in? What movie was this song in?
Do the Vega. Take a chance and do the Vega. If you dance it, you'll have fun. The fever gets you, and then I'll bet you, you'll shake like the son of a gun. First you make the right connection, choose the one who's your selection. Though you risk your reputation, you'll increase your circulation. Do the Vega, take a chance and do the Vega. If you dance it, you'll have fun. The fever gets you, and then I'll bet you, you'll shake like the son of a gun. Roll and keep your shoulders busy, like a wheel spin till you're dizzy. Kick your heels when you've the notion. Shake and shimmy, that's the motion. Do the Faker. Take a chance and do the Faker.
Guys,
if you dance it, you have fun. The fever gets you, and then I'll bet you, you'll shake like the son of a gun.
Brandon thinks it's Paradise Hawaiian Style. Victoria said it's Viva Las Vegas. Sue said Fun in Acapulco. Anne says Viva Las Vegas. Greg says Easy Come, Easy Go. The correct answer, Viva Las Vegas. Do the Vega is in Viva Las Vegas, folks. All right. All right. Next question is also a song question. What movie, now think real carefully, what movie was this song in? What movie was this song in?
He's your uncle, not your dad. He's the best friend you ever had. So come on, dig, dig, dig in until it hurts. Just remember Pearl Harbor,
the Alamo, and nothing could be worse.
He's your favorite relative, and he needs a lot to live. So just bring, bring, bring everything until you bleed,
and he'll send back what he don't need.
If your naughty form 1040 is your salvation, by deprivation of temptation.
Stock and bond, I hear, are not deductible. Oh, say, can you see if there's anything left for me?
When he calls you, as he may do, don't be frightened. Red, white, and blue. Ooh. Just be thankful you don't live in Leningrad.
Okay, let's see your answers. Anne thinks it's clam bake. Greg thinks it's clam bake. Sue thinks it's GI Blues. Brandon thinks it's Speedway. Victoria thinks it's Viva Las Vegas. The answer is Speedway. The song was in Speedway. Good job, Brandon. Okay. Next question. In 1954, Elvis, Scotty Moore, and Bill Black began performing their first professional shows. Can you believe it? Only $10 a night they made? What was the stage name given to Scotty Moore and Bill Black? In 1954, Scotty Moore and Bill Black began performing with Elvis Presley. What was the stage name for Scotty Moore and Bill Black? What was their stage name? Elvis and the... What was the stage name of Scotty Moore and Bill Black when they were with Elvis? What was their stage name? Scotty Moore and Bill Black traveled, performed with Elvis Presley. What was their stage name while they were performing with Elvis Presley? What was the band name? Okay, guys, you got 12 seconds. Okay. Greg says the Blackwood Brothers. Anne thinks it's the Blue Moon Boys. Brandon says the Blue Moon Boys. And nobody else answered. Okay. The correct answer is the Blue Moon Boys. Elvis's band was called the Blue Moon Boys. And whenever they performed back in the day, they would go, "This is Elvis Presley and the Blue Moon Boys." Good job. Good job, guys. Okay. Next question. For my phone to load. Okay. Here's the question. Elvis gave his mother a pink Cadillac. What was her problem with the car? Elvis gave his mother a pink Cadillac. What was the problem with the car? Elvis gave his mama a pink Cadillac, but what problem was with it? Problem was with the car, the gift that he gave her. Why was there a problem with the pink Cadillac that Elvis gave her? You guys got 10 seconds. All right, let's look at the answers. Sue said she couldn't drive. Brandon said she couldn't drive. Greg says the color. And Anne says she couldn't drive. The correct answer, she couldn't drive. That was the problem with the car. See, the car was already pink. It was blue. He changed it to pink. But the problem with the car when he gave it to her was she couldn't drive. So, that's correct. Good job, guys, on that one. All right, so we are back to songs. Listen carefully. What song was this movie? Excuse me. What movie was this song in? What movie was this song in?
All right. I've been thumbing rides, traveling lights, walking streets till past midnight, tramping roads, trails and lanes, scaling cliffs, fields and plains, searching till the early dawn. For that long-legged girl with a short dress on, riding trucks, bikes and skis, sailing lakes and brooks and seas, driving wagons, cars and jeeps, walking stilts and 10-foot leaps, searching till the early dawn. For that long-legged girl with a short dress on, and everywhere it goes she's been and gone. She's fine, it's just too bad she's a traveling kind. So fine, I just can't rest till I make her mine. Been from Maine to Tennessee, Mexico, and Waikiki. Rain or shine, sleet or snow, searching high and searching low. Everything depends upon that long-legged girl with the shortest on. She's fine, it's just too bad she's a traveling kind. So fine, I just can't rest.
All right, let's look at the answers. I saw you put a thing up, Victoria, but you never typed it in, girl, and I'm not going to say the right answer until you type it in. So. Do you have an answer? I'll give you a second. Okay, any answer after this time is not going to be accepted, okay? Just letting you know. Ann says it's Double Trouble. Greg says Double Trouble. Brandon says Double Trouble. And that's that. The answer is Double Trouble I've Got. Double Trouble I've Got. Twice as much as anybody else. Oh, yeah. Double Trouble. That's great. Give you guys a pat on the back for getting that one right. Okay, next. What movie was this song in? What Elvis movie was this song in?
No more do I see the starlight caress your hair. No more feel the tender kisses we used to share. I close my eyes and clearly my heart remembers. A thousand goodbyes could never put out the embers. Darling, I love you so, and my heart forever will belong to the memory of the love that we knew before. Please come back to my arms. We belong together. Come to me, let's be sweethearts again. Then let us part no more. No more do I feel the touch of your hand on mine.
Okay, that is the bell. Let's see now the answers. Anne says Blue Hawaii. Victoria says Blue Hawaii. Greg says Blue Hawaii. Brandon says Blue Hawaii. The answer? Blue Hawaii. Okay, that's the answer. Two more questions, and we are done for the night. The winner will be established. Just going to let you know. Two more questions, and we are done. What movie was this song in? What movie was this song in? Brandon, you told me the song title, but you didn't tell me what movie, so I can't accept your answer, man. You had to tell me the movie. Victoria thinks it's Kissing Cousins. Sue thinks Frankie and Johnny. Greg thinks Frankie and Johnny. Ann said Trouble with Girls. Sue says Frankie and Johnny. The correct answer? The Trouble with Girls. And you got that right. Congratulations. All right. The last question of the night to distinguish the winner of this month's trivia. And you're going to have to do this again. What movie was this song in? What movie was this song in?
Maybe you've been lying to me. It's the same old song, but it doesn't ring true. That's right, you're wrong again. Time to change and put you on your own again. You've had your way too long. Time for me to be moving on. You gotta stop, you're wrong again. Stop that song again. You've been stepping out while in fancy free. Now you've had your fun and you're running back to me. It just can't be if there's no harmony, then stop. That's all. Let's break it up. You had me fooled, now I'm waking up. I see right through your eyes. You made me open.
All right. Let's see what your answers are. Greg says Double Trouble. Brandon says Easy Come, Easy Go. Sue thinks it's Spin Out. Ann didn't answer, and neither did Victoria. Okay. The correct answer is Easy Come, Easy Go. Congratulations, Brandon, on that answer. Good job. Good job. So this is what I'm going to do, guys. I'm going to play an Elvis song. I'm going to tally up the score. And then I will be able to tell you who won for the month of May. All right? Here's a quick song while I do that.
You belong to my heart. Now and forever.
Yeah.
We were there beneath the stars while a million guitars played our love songs. When they said I love you, every beat of my heart said it too. Solamente, beloved.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Darling, here for that song, and you'll always be loved.
Okay, guys, you're just going to have to hold on for a minute. I'm going to have to do another song because I'm not even done yet. Here, this is You Don't Know Me. I'll be right back.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight.
All right, all right. I'm not going to play the rest of the song just because I want to tell you who won. I've got Anne, I've got Sue, and I've got Brandon on the line. Hi, guys. Okay. I did the tallying up. Are you guys ready for the tally here?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give it anyway, Miss Sue. I'm going to give it anyway.
Okay. Oh, I just can't wait.
All right. Victoria got 12 in total from last week and this week. So you got 12. Sue, you got 6. 3 last week, 3 this week. So it's getting there.
Oh, my gosh.
For some reason, Anne, you did better this week than you did any week. You got 15 points tonight. Tonight alone, you got 15.
Wow.
And tonight alone, you got 15 right, and last week you got 5 right. So I think you have been doing some research.
Wow, great, Anne.
So you got a total of 20.
Oh wow, that surprised me.
Greg, you got 25 from last week and this week. You got 25.
Congratulations.
Good.
And Mr. Brandon got 27. He won. So.
All right.
Mr. Brandon.
Wow.
Woo!
Hey. That's great.
Jeez.
Yes, it is. Brandon, congratulations.
Congratulations, Brandon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, he won it last week, too.
Yeah, but it's the one with the most points wins, so he got 2 more than Greg. Him and Greg were at it.
Yeah.
They were neck and neck. But some of these song questions, Greg got wrong and Brandon got right. So Brandon won. So Mr. Brandon, Miss Rhonda will be doing a show all her own in about 2 weeks. I'll put you up right after she does hers, okay? So if I were you, I'd start getting whatever theme you want and start thinking about what songs you want and get with me in about a week, and we can talk about it, what you want.
All right.
Okay.
So you're saying saying there's no more quiz for this month?
There's no more quiz for this month. I'm only doing 2 trivia quizzes a month.
Okay.
And the grand winner is the person that averages the most points in those 2 weeks. But like I said, it was a toss-up between Greg and Brandon. And Brandon got some right that Greg got wrong. So that's just what happened. But I only
sure I didn't get more than three. I didn't at least get
three.
Five.
Nope. You said that's all right, Mama, twice. So that hurts your score. And when I asked for the movie set, you said Metro Golden Mire, which the movie set was Kid Galahad.
Well,
you said 1970 when the answer was 1971.
Well,
you said Pineapple Coco when it was Blue Hawaii. I mean, no, you didn't. But I'm not gonna point it out. We just gotta do our research.
I'm kind of surprised I won because one time I accidentally tapped something and the show went off my screen. So.
And then you came right back. So good job you did that.
Yeah.
But like I said, we are just doing this for research and for fun, folks. So the more you play the trivia, the more answers you're going to get in your head and the better you'll get. And Miss Ann, I can tell you did a lot of research, girl, because you got 15 points tonight.
Oh,
yeah. You only got 5 points last week. So, yeah, you were doing some research.
Yes.
Yeah.
That up, so.
Well, it's all good, especially since we're having fun. I mean, I can understand if no one is having any fun, then I understand that. But if you guys are having fun, that's all that counts.
Yeah, this is fun. I like it.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah, me too. This is what I'm going to do, too. After about every 6 winners, I'm going to put you off against each other for a special show once a year to see who's the ultimate trivia champion. That'll be fun.
That sounds cool too.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep track of the winners of every month. So Rhonda won last month, and Brandon, you won this month, so you'll be in the pile. But every month I'm gonna keep track on who wins, and you guys gonna do an ultimate challenge trivia at the end of the year, probably. If you have more than one, if you win more than one, it doesn't count. I'll just use, you know, one time and put you against other people. But if I get 12 different winners a year, that would be cool, too. That means everybody gets a chance to win. But I'm glad you guys had fun. That's all that counts, right?
Yes. Right.
And I'll try to tell our special guy to quit giving y'all such hard questions. All the movie questions, all the movie song questions I put in, but all these hard questions like what's Graceland's address, who was Elvis named after, what
hey,
was the boy's name? Well, grandfather's not the same as dad. It's close, but not
well,
close
no,
enough.
But
I got that one mixed up with something else.
If anything, Jesse Garon was named after his grandfather because Jesse, but Elvis was named after Vernon.
That's true. You're right. I thought of that after I did it. But
yeah, if I'd have asked that question, you'd have definitely got that one right. And then what was the first recording he did at Sun Records? It was My Happiness. And then the B-side was That's When Your Heartache Begins. That was his question. So I gave you everything that I had to tell you. Is his question. So every question I read tonight was from him. So it's his fault. If y'all didn't get it, it's his fault, not mine.
Well, I was close to the address.
And
I
had 3734. Phone trouble.
What?
That was when I was having phone trouble. Right, where, you know, the My Happiness answer. And.
Yeah, you didn't get the My Happiness, but you sure got what the B-side was, right? That's
yeah,
what got you back
right.
on track. Yep. Well, I'm going to have to say adios for the evening, guys, because Miss Shauna is tired, and congratulations, Brandon, and y'all, we're just doing this for fun. If y'all ain't having fun, then y'all don't have to call in. This is just for fun and for research purposes only to see, you know, if you know Elvis facts and have a little fun with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And plus, I get to spend time with y'all on a Wednesday night. It'll be Friday night every other Friday, okay, guys? So we won't be doing another one until June, let me see, June 2nd. And hopefully I won't be on the road to Arkansas by then. If I am, then it'll be that Friday, which is June 4th. So hopefully I'll be in Arkansas by the 2nd, and I'll be able to get to the computer on the 4th. We'll see when I get to Arkansas, guys. If it changes, I'll let you know.
Okay, Shona.
Yep. But I love y'all. Have a good, wonderful evening. God bless. And I'm just glad y'all could have a little bit of fun with me.
Well, it was fun, yeah. I've got to get up that totem pole. I mean, I've got to climb.
It's okay, honey. It's just I think most of the there's half of the questions are orally said, like you know, what was his name, and then the other half is all song questions, like what movie was this song in. So just keep watching your movies. I'm sure you'll get better the more you watch. It's just part of it. I'm trying to put in all kinds of different questions. Brandon hates the number questions. I'm sorry, brother, but we still gotta ask the number questions.
Hey, correct me again. Correct me on this, because I had 3734 Elvis Presley Boulevard, and it didn't even type in correctly. But the numbers I had on there, what's the exact address?
You put 3734. His, the exact correct is 3764. You're off by three.
Oh, well, I was close. Okay.
Maybe you were writing it too fast and you happened to make a number wrong. That happens too. Slow down your typing a little
on
bit.
On my phone it does, because look at what I did too. I typed in Elvis Presley Boulevard and it put Bob on the end.
Yeah, but I knew
but
what you
phone,
said.
My new phone should be hooked up soon,
okay.
As soon as I have time.
I knew that's what you meant by Elvis P. Bob. I knew you meant Elvis Presley Boulevard. I knew that's what you meant.
It's really getting bad. It's getting worse. So,
well, get your new phone hooked up, honey.
I have not had time, but hopefully tomorrow or the next day for sure, I will have time to do it. It's going to take time. But anyway, I love y'all. Y'all have a good evening. Thanks, Shauna, and thanks, Eve.
You too. Love you guys.
Love you all.
Good to you, and proud of you. Bye-bye. Proud of
y'all
of you. Bye.
Thank you.
Goodbye, later, y'all. TCB, God bless. I love you, and congratulations, Brandon. I will talk to y'all on the other side.
Bye, TCB. And
I've been traveling over mine, even through the valleys, too. I've been traveling in vain. I've been running all the way. Baby, trying to get to you. Ever since I read your letter, where you said you loved me true, I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way. Baby, trying to get to you. When I read your loving letter, kept traveling night and day. I kept running all the way. Baby, trying to get to you. Well, if I had to do it all, I would travel night and day. I'd still run all the way. Baby, trying to get to you. Well, nothing that could hold me or could keep me. When your loving letter told me, well,
he who brought me through. When my way was dark at night, he would shine as bright as light when I was trying to get to you.